Good afternoon and welcome to Life Moments, a podcast designed to inform, to inspire, and to motivate. Today is Friday, November. Yes, I said it, November 2nd, 2018. I don't know where November came from. Seems like just yesterday it was January. We're almost through another year. Can you believe it? Thanksgiving and Christmas around the corner. Went into a store the other day and it was Christmas everywhere. Christmas trees, Christmas decorations. Don't know if I'm quite ready for that yet. I love Christmas, but boy, it's coming too soon this year, isn't it? So, I'm your host, Terry Beckstrom, and we're broadcasting from the mothership in Raleigh, North Carolina. And we are glad you joined us today. Today's podcast is podcast number 27, Interesting Facts About Body Language, part number one. Okay, if you know me and you know this show and you've been listening, you know that body language is an important part of what we do here, trying to inform and educate people on the intricacies of body language, reading and signaling. And, you know, there are a lot of interesting facts about body language that we could talk about, but rather than cram them into one episode, we're going to stretch it out a bit, stagger it, if you will, and we'll periodically throw an episode into the mix to keep things fresh, keep people on the edges of their seats or on their toes, if you will. So we have some really cool podcasts coming up, and I want to mention there are going to be some special guests who are going to be on the show in the next few weeks, to include a favorite of mine. We'll be talking about a subject that I love, health and medicine. I won't give up his name too soon, but our guest for the episode will be a spectacular physician who's going to give us some great advice on taking care of ourselves and our families. You won't want to miss that episode, or any episode for that matter. So tell your friends about us. Tell your friends about the podcast. Make sure that you and they subscribe. We're now on all of the major podcast platforms, and there's no reason that we can't grow our audience to over 1 million listeners, with your help, of course. Okay, now, on to the podcast, so you know how interesting and important body language is in our lives. And all of you are hopefully going to be buying at least 10 copies of the book Spoken Silently from Amazon or Barnes & Noble online as Christmas presents. Okay, moving right along. Body language is cool, we know that, and people display it constantly. So for you avid people watchers out there, this is free entertainment everywhere you go. When I'm out and about, I love to watch people, reading their body language and doing a quick behavioral profiling on them. It keeps me mind sharp. I just love to watch people and try and get a picture of who they actually are. If you were not already aware of it, there are some really cool and sometimes strange things that we do as humans when it comes to body language, and some of it is totally inexplicable. Now, let's take a quick look at some of these interesting facts today. Did you know that women are traditionally better at reading body language than men? Research has determined that women utilize between 14 and 16 areas of their brains when evaluating others, while men, on the other hand, use 4 to 6 areas of their brains. Women generally have an edge when it comes to intuition as well. We've all heard about that woman's intuition. It's actually true. One study on accurate interpretation of what was happening in a silent movie resulted in women guessing accurately 87% of the time versus men who factored in at 42% accuracy. Now, that doesn't mean that men can't be just as good at reading body language as women, or better, with the proper training and education on the subject. I might add that people who are really good at this are the people who embrace the power of nonverbal signaling. They educate themselves as much as possible and practice the skills of people reading every day. Their experience in this area goes a long way. There are a lot of, quote, body language experts out there who have read a book on the subject and now think they should be training others on it. Now, you want to learn from the practitioners who have decades in the field. There are not actually a lot of them, but there are those out there. So how about this? We've talked about mirroring and matching, where we take on the positions, gestures, vocal tone, and other characteristics of another person to facilitate rapport development. It's also known as isopraxism. It is a brilliantly effective method of developing rapport. However, a woman is instinctively inclined to mirror another woman 4 times more often than a man is to mirror another man. Men, by the way, are much less likely to mirror a woman, probably for obvious reasons. How about this? When women laugh at men, they're attracted to. Here's the twist. Men are attracted to women who laugh at them, or rather find them humorous. Ever watch this with a person or a friend of yours who just met someone, and perhaps she keeps laughing at his not-so-funny jokes, Well, she's attracted to him. And by her laughing, he is further attracted to her. Strange cycle, but it works. You know, when we get in stressful situations, we tend to engage in pacifying behaviors where we self-soothe. These actions can mimic the actions of what our parents did for us when we were infants or young children. When distressed, a mom or dad would rub your shoulder, give you a hug, rub or pat your arm, or the ultimate act of pacification, actually putting a plug in it or handing you the amazing device known as a pacifier. We do the same things ourselves when we get anxious or nervous, and we need to bring it down a notch. We'll rub or stroke our arms, our legs, pat ourselves, hold hands with ourselves, hold our own hands against the face, hug ourselves, or place an object into our mouth that cannot be mistaken for a pacifier. How about a pen or a pencil? The arm of a pair of glasses. Rubbing the frontal area of the neck or the back of the neck stimulates nerve endings in which people are able to lower their blood pressure or their pulse rates. Pretty cool, huh? Women also love to touch their chest area and especially their suprasternal notch or neck dimple when they become anxious. Men will often do what's known as a collar pull, where they pull their collars away from their necks to ventilate. Now, women also ventilate to relieve stress, and the favorite is the blouse bellow, where they grip the front of their blouses and bellow it back and forth to let air in. Have you noticed these behaviors? You know, I'm going to leave you today with this statistic. Now, this statistic can be challenged based on the individual, but riddle me this on this one. Why is it that a preschooler laughs about 400 times a day, and adults laugh about 15 times a day on average? That's sobering, isn't it? Could it be that life happens and we have too much stress? Or could it be that we think that we need to act serious because we are adults? Now ponder that, if you will. I think we as adults need to bring those laughter averages up considerably. How about you? Find some humor in life. Lighten up. It's okay. So some interesting stuff on body language today. Here's my suggestion to you. Pay attention to the people around you and watch their actions and read their emotions. And as always, be kind and empathetic to others, all day, every day. Hope you have a great week coming up, and we will see you next week. Thanks for joining us.